Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Little River in Miami, away from the swank and swagger of Miami's better known areas. This part of town is attracting creatives and food entrepreneurs with low property prices and rare pockets of peace. Fernando Landa, a Venezuelan architect turned restaurateur, takes Monocle's Kati Krause around this little known part of the city.
We're at Busa, which is it's a brewery. It's one of the many breweries that we've gotten here in Miami in the last couple of years. These guys don't have a year yet. I think they maybe have like 6 months or something like that since they opened. They have a really nice tap room that opens up to the railroad tracks, which is, I think it's kind of cool. It's not something, even though the railroad crosses Miami north to south, you don't really see the railroad or unless you're staying you're standing on the street waiting for it to pass to let you go. So here they kind of take advantage of the railroad, and it's kind of cool. The place is nice.
Let's have a look. Let's get out of the car and have a look inside. And you can hear how different it sounds already. It's this really high, sort of slightly cavernous space. Very beautifully furnished. It's got long, sort of like chest-high wooden tables with bar stools, rows of them. There's a corner with sofas and low tables. They've got plants here. It's got this very Miami look. It's got a Miami design look, which has like a slightly tropical feel to it. So what's your name?
Juan Pablo. I'm one of the owners.
When did you guys open the space?
October last year.
And what do you serve here? Only your own beer, or also other brands?
From time to time, we have other brands. Mm-hmm. Right now, we only carry our own beer. We have 14 taps available, and wine.
And wine.
Yep.
And why did you choose this neighborhood as your location?
This is an up-and-coming neighborhood. This is like Wynwood maybe 10 years ago. So we are expecting to develop the area, and the brewery is helping bring more people to the area.
And I've seen there's a lot of craft beer being made in Miami and the surroundings. But would you say the market is sort of becoming saturated, or is there no upper limit yet?
No, not at all. For instance, San Diego has 220 breweries. Miami has 8 breweries. So we still have room for more breweries.
Okay, clearly my perspective is all wrong. What beer do people in Miami drink most?
Highly drinkability beers. For us, in Miami, what we sell the most is the American wheat, which is a really crispy recipe. Mm-hmm. And inside the tap room, what we sell the most is the honey blonde, which is, again, a really crispy, light, refreshing beer.
I'm having the citrus IPA.
Okay, now we'll also try a mint IPA, which is a very unusual concoction. Oh, that's curious. It's even drier than the citrus IPA. It's got a very, very, very slight, light mint flavor. Very refreshing. All right, we are back on the road, driving along the railroad tracks and this little street that separates the railroad tracks from this commercial building on our left. And we're going to visit one last place, which is what?
It's a pizzeria.
Why are we visiting it?
Well, because it's pretty good. It's in a building similar to where we're now, but it's an old building. So it's an old industrial building on the other side of the railroad tracks.
Oh, this looks nice. It does look, it's the same sort of story, high ceiling, gray building as the one where Bosa is in. But this one is, the big difference is all covered in plants. They're palm trees, they're bougainvilleas. And we're entering through, basically into what's like a courtyard with big wooden planters on either side, palm trees, music as you can hear. You suddenly enter this really quiet, calm space that people, while having drinks, having lunch, sitting there with their computers, working. And this is, it's like a little refuge from the street noise here. So the whole courtyard is what you like, right?
Yeah, the whole place. It's nice. It's just kind of quiet and, I don't know, kind of cozy. There's a couple of clothing stores. There's an art gallery. There's a place out there that's pretty cool because they have a... They print the old-fashioned way, you know, when they have to...
Printers. We're always up for printers here at Monocle. Let's have a look.
Well, there's no one here right now.
Puro papel. Artisanal printing. Oh, so they print... Oh, my God, yeah, they've got some really old printing machines in here. Some old letter presses. They've got also the letterpress letters on the wall stacked up here. It looks chaotic. And they show some of the stuff they do here. So they do embossing, very nice. They print on cloth. So I assume this sort of shows us where they do a lot of, they work a lot for the food business as well, right? Because all the examples we see here are for restaurants.
Yeah. There are like coasters and... rags, I guess, but they have like recipes printed in them. It's a nice place. I love the old, you know, old school printing press that they have down there. Too bad there's no one here now, but.
Oh, but I mean, there's enough. We can look inside aplenty. So we might go and just have a coffee, an after lunch coffee at the pizza place, just because it looks so beautiful. And we'll end our story here.
This has been episode number 87 of Food Neighborhoods, our guides to Miami's Little River were Fernando Lander and Monaco's Katy Krauser. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi, thanks for listening and bye for now.